This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of people protested in cities across Russia on Sunday, defying threats of arrest by the government and demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Across Russia's 11 time zones, demonstrators braved cold temperatures and warnings that the government saw the protests as unauthorized and would act accordingly. Independent monitoring groups reported more than 5,000 people were detained, including Navalny's wife, Yulia. Navalny was jailed for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia from Germany in January. He had been in Berlin for nearly 5 months undergoing treatment for a near-lethal poisoning attack the opposition politician has blamed on the government of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin denied involvement but refused to investigate the assassination attempt, citing a lack of evidence. Navalny now faces the possibility of a 3.5-year prison term over charges he violated the parole terms of a 2014 suspended sentence. The European Court of Human Rights has deemed the charges baseless. The United States and its European allies have condemned Navalny's detention and the aggressive Russian government response against the demonstrators. The Kremlin has countercharged that the West is interfering with its internal affairs. A car bomb exploded near a popular hotel in the Somali capital Mogadishu Sunday. The explosion was followed by a shootout between militants and police. Militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Witnesses say the massive blast occurred Sunday near Hotel Afrique, located in the vicinity of a busy security checkpoint en route to the Mogadishu airport. Police say Al-Shabaab members stormed the hotel and many of the people inside were rescued.